50-plus voters will decide this election, probably.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we talk about voting during what's shaping up to be a confusing election year in New York. Well, there are new districts, new candidates, and even a new primary election day. While politicos pore over the redistricting state legislative and congressional maps, there are statewide elections this year for constitutional officers and U.S. Senate, plus the entire state house and congressional delegation. AARP New York State Director Beth Finkel is trying to get the word out about where and when to vote in this pivotal election year. So, from your view, what has changed from the last election to this year that people should be looking out for?
Well, quite a bit has changed. Most importantly, we are going through a redistricting process, which normally would have been completed in time for our June 28th primary here in New York. But because of the redistricting, we now have two primaries. So voters have two chances to go to the polls to let their wishes be known in the primary. So the first one is now June 28th. That's always been the one that's been on the books. But that is only going to be for statewide races, like the governor and lieutenant governor, and for the New York State Assembly. And then, lucky us in New York, we have another one scheduled on August 23rd, which will reflect the redistricting that is just in the midst of being finalized this week. And that will be on August 23rd. And in that one, we're going to have the New York State Senate and the congressional races. And it's really important for older voters because our voices really count, and we are the deciding factor. AARP has done studies on this. We are the deciding factor on almost all elections.
Now, in 2020, as the country was in the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a wide expansion of the availability of mail-in ballots or absentee ballots. What's the picture this time around?
Yes, thankfully in New York, you have that. You can vote absentee, no problem. You've got to get a postmarked before election day. And as long as it's received within 5 days, you're good. The other important date for people to remember is June 3rd to register. That's the final date. If you want to register to vote in the primary, you got to be in then. And you've got to select the party that you want to be affiliated with, because only people who are registered to a party can actually vote in the primary, which makes sense.
You said earlier that you feel older voters have outsized influence in election turnout. How so?
Well, they are the predominant voter. They come out, they are the most reliable voter, whether it's a presidential voter year or what they call election years, it is the 50-plus voter that is out there every time there's an election. They're just the most reliable voters, and they have a whole set of issues that are most important to them. And so it would really behoove anybody running for office to be thinking about what's important to the 50-plus voter. Won't surprise you to know that Social Security, keeping it safe, and Medicare, keeping it safe, those are the two top issues for 50-plus voters.
Has AARP taken a position on the new redistricted maps?
No, we certainly don't.
Take me through in-person voting. That process has changed over the past few cycles a bit, where people who are accustomed to the big machines now with the closing curtain instead are signing in using a tablet in many cases and then feeding a ballot into an electronic counting machine. What should people listening to this expect when they vote in person?
Well, it's different, but it's not. The poll workers are there to guide you. I know, and for myself, it's been very helpful to have the poll workers there, and they really take you step by step through. So people should not feel intimidated or concerned about going to the polls. It's pretty clearly set out. So I don't think that's a worry. I think, people can vote in person. Actually, there'll be early voting available in New York for the June primary is June 18th to the 26th. again, for the August one, we're going to have to check back in and stay informed, so we'll know more of that. You don't need to provide an ID to register to vote unless you're a first-time voter. But otherwise, everything is pretty much the same, except it's much easier to get an absentee ballot. And there are many ways to do that. So people can do it online. They can do it in person. They can go down to their county election office and get it there. So there's many options. New York State has really made it very easy for people to vote. And it's really important that they get out to vote, because this is a really important election year for all, for 50 plus voters, particularly important to get out there, because there's so many issues, again, as I said before, Social Security and Medicare, but also the high price of prescription drugs, which is something that AARP has been working really hard on. We pay three times the amount that any other country in the world pays for our prescription drugs. It's a little outrageous. So we need to get out there, and we need to tell people who are running for office absolutely what's important to voters. And AARP is very clear on that.
Lastly, we're speaking not long after the school board and budget votes in New York State. And in some places, there was very high turnout, longer lines. What's your advice for people who show up to vote and find a long line or some problems at the polls?
Well, I think what you said, first of all, leave yourself time. Don't wait till the last minute. And if you're going in to vote, you know, try not to do it when you know you've got to be back at the office at a certain time, or you've got to be at a doctor's appointment. Leave yourself enough time so if there is a line, you can do it. But again, there's so many ways that people can get their absentee ballot in New York. And again, you know, as long as it is postmarked before Election Day, on or before Election Day, and it is received within 5 days of the election, your vote will be counted. And that's the most important thing.
That's AARP New York State Director Beth Finkel. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much. 50-plus voters will decide this election, probably.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.